were drowning in stories. Their inflat tires, their sunk in a deep fryer, they're tied in knots and fishing line in the back shed. This one was taped to a telegraph pole. Every damn day on my way to work, I saw it. Tortured me. A printout with a photo and words that said,
"Lost. Lost. Lost. Reward offered for the return of Lulu. Ginger and white short-haired cat. Missing from Arncliffe. 5 years old. Last seen, April 2018. Hashtag find Lulu."
After months of looking at the sign and that stupid, innocent cat's face, I couldn't help myself. I had to call the number. The conversation went something like,
"Hello.
Hey.
Hello, it's Mike."
Wait. It was more like,
"Hi, it's Mike. I was just wondering, did you ever find your cat?"
No. Have you seen my cat? Where are you?"
"Oh, no, sorry, I don't have her. I was just curious what happened."
"Oh, no. If you see her, let me know. Could you keep an eye out?
Curiosity didn't kill the cat, but it made the owner feel bad. I was hoping to hear a story of joy, a cat and owner reunited. Wasn't to be. What surprised me was the owner, Lena, still had hope. Keep an eye out? Right, okay. It's been 6 months. Lulu was long gone. Until one night, a few months later, she wasn't.
"Lulu."
Let's see if she answers to her name. "Lulu." It's exciting.
"Hello, this is Lena. I'm a baby. Please leave your email after the tone."
"Hi, Mike. Sorry. Hi there. It's Mike here. And I think I found your cat right near Arncliffe train station. Give me a call soon."
The sadness in Lena's voice had been echoing inside me.
"Could you keep an eye out?"
I vowed, no matter what it would take, I'd wait until I could get a hold of her.
"You know, I need some... Oh, yeah, she's talking."
"Oh, hello."
"She's talking now."
"What are you doing?"
I imagine the look on Lena's face. After 6 long months, she'd finally embrace her best friend
That's
again.
That's a bit weird.
And me, I'd be the one who saved the day, a hero of sorts. I couldn't possibly accept the $20 reward. And the story, oh, the story. They'd do a write-up in the St. George Leader. "I did it because I care. That's what we do in this neighbourhood," they'd quote me. I'd dine out in the...
Shit, she's running away. She's really fast as well. She's like full leap and bound sort of deal. "Lulu! Oh, no! Oh, no!"
After half an hour, I was pretty over it.
"The owner isn't picking up her phone."
Standing. Following her around.
"Why are you stalking me? It's creepy."
"Oh, she's like digging a hole. Oh no, she's going to the toilet."
"Oh, what?"
"Right, okay. I don't know exactly what, never seen that before."
I would have to try and restrain the cat. It was too risky just waiting around. Lulu could run off at any minute. But I don't have a lot of confidence with animals.
"I've never picked up a cat. Seriously, we just wasn't brought up in a cat family, so... I'm always intimidated by them."
I rang a friend who told me to take her back to my garage. "Low and slow," she said.
"She said, bend low and slow.
Don't think about
it. And just pick it up. So I just got to do it."
"If you do..."
"Hello. Hello, Lulu. Hello. Not sure where to grab you, by low and slow. That's okay. There we go. Okay. Okay, we got the claws happening. But I got a good grip here, underneath the arms. Now, it's all right.
What I hadn't thought through was how I'd open the car door to get out the garage door key while I was holding the cat.
I'm sorry. I can't open the car door.
Charles.
Lulu felt my weakness and ran free.
I've lost the cat. I had to put it down.
I realised if I was going to apprehend the cat...
Do you know how to handle cats?
I'd need another set of hands.
Can you do me a favour? Are you guys cat people?
I desperately asked people walking by.
Not a cat person?
A kind soul emerged.
I'll pick the cat up. You just need to close the garage for me when we get in there. I'll just grab the cat. One sec.
I left the man standing next to my garage while I ran after Lulu. For the first time since I found her, she was out of sight.
I'm about to lose the cat, I know it. I'm about to lose it. Come on, Mike. Come on, Mike. No, no, no. Oh, no.
But by chance, instinct, or greater force...
Oh, do you stick it again?
Come on, Lulu, I want to get you back to...
She emerged.
Lena, you remember Lena?
She was up the street.
There we go, you're playing with the stick now.
I sat and coaxed her with a stick for 15 minutes.
Here we go, here we go.
Eventually she trusted me.
Take a breath, Lena.
Poked her head out from underneath a parked car.
Oh, it's not...
This time I'd have to carry her even further.
Oh,
there was no other way.
I got you. No, I got you, it's all right. Take it easy. Can you feel its heart beating?
You breathe.
I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared too. I'm scared too. Shh. I'm scared too. Shh.
Lost.
It's really heavy. It's okay. It's okay.
The return of Lulu.
Oh, shit. The guy waited.
Mr. Goodfellow. Missing from Arnhem. 5 years old.
The guy waited for me. Can't believe it.
Last scene.
Thanks again. The passenger side door.
Hashtag find
Lulu. In the glove box. If you open the passenger side door.
Missing from Arncliffe.
Top Garrett glove box, yeah. Green key. Can you shut it?
Hashtag find Lulu.
You can see it. The green key.
The random man had waited, but he couldn't find the button to open the garage door. He had one job.
Look in my left pocket. Yes, my left pocket. It might be in there.
Okay, turns out it was in my pocket. He put his hand in my trouser pocket, pulled out the button and struck it. A shadow descended as the garage door began to fall. The stranger, still holding my garage door button, watched on as I, still holding a partially feral cat, began to disappear. I realised again I had not properly thought this bit through. With every inch, the door fell slower. But just before the door reached total eclipse, my hands buckled. Lulu roared as if to say,
"Not this time, Deacon."
Oh, wait, oh no! Open it!
Lulu broke free and slid under the door, Indiana Jones style.
What a knob.
I stood alone, in darkness, trapped in my own garage.
Where'd it go? What's your name, sorry? What's your name?
I'm Rodney.
Rodney Mark. It's not my cat.
It was late and getting later. Lulu was lost and getting loster. Lena was getting Lulu back tonight, no matter what. Clearly the garage wasn't going to work. Drastic measures were needed.
The only thing I can think of is putting the cat in...
After relocating Lulu for the third time, a simpler plan was discussed.
Yeah.
Inspired by the villain from The Smurfs, we would sneak up behind her and trap her in a box.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on top of it.
Hey, buddy. We got a milk crate here. And it's going to go on top of you. And...
the crate's a bit small. Just keep an eye on it. Bigger box in the garage. Got a bigger box. Yeah.
Hey, Lulu.
Turns out I was a regular Gargamel.
Hey.
I crept up behind her.
Hey, Marnie.
And then?
Oh, this is so lame. Are you serious?
I guess there's no air in there, is there?
Yeah, there's no air.
There's no air, okay.
So just open it a bit, slightly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It was all coming together. Rodney and I took turns holding the tub ajar for oxygen. It was approaching 2 hours since I'd first found her. Finally.
Hello, Lena.
Hi.
Hi, it's Mike here. I think I have your cat.
Oh.
I've just here. I've got a box. I'm just holding her here for you.
Oh, awesome. I'll bring a cat carrier. Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll see you in 2 days.
Hi, Lena.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What do we have here? We've got... Oh, no, it's not him.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Short-haired cat, missing from Arnhem.
It wasn't Lulu.
Oh, it's no. The one that lives here.
Oh, no.
But, no, that's totally cool. I really appreciate
can
it.
Open this, or?
Yeah, open it, open okay. it. This one lives here. Oh.
Okay.
This lives that one.
Oh, no.
But thank you so much.
The cat, whose real name is Harry, slunk away. Lena left with an empty cat carrier. Rodney went home for dinner. I collapsed on my living room floor.
I actually feel really sick.
What's wrong? What
like
happened?
A stitch.
I was in shock.
Why have you been running? What's going on?
Yeah, I've been chasing the cat for an hour and a half.
I realised I was very unfit.
You probably got lactic acid because you've been moving.
But also, I just spent 2 hours trying to steal my neighbour's cat.
It was the wrong cat.
I was flooded with emotions. I put my head in my hands.
Oh, my hands smell like cat.
All I had was this story.